Hi, I'm Eddie Lin. I'm an exotic food writer, and I travel all over the world seeking out strange foods and then writing about them. The one question I'm always asked when I meet someone new is, what's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten? Then I proceed to tell them about the classic tale of boy meets girl, boy and girl have a baby, and boy eats girl's placenta. And that's what this film is about.
American Afterbirth.
While the hook for this documentary in progress is pretty shocking, the website for the movie is a little tamer. It explains just how amazing the placenta is. Think about it. It's a temporary, disposable organ that actually grows a baby. And it says American Afterbirth will explore the facts and fiction behind this miraculous membrane. But this is the story of the flavor. From KCRW, I'm Matt Holzman, and this is The Document, looking at the world through the lens of documentary film.
I never doubted Philippe's talent, his prowess on the wire. It was the unforeseen things that really worried me.
Do you know who killed JonBenet Ramsey?
And of course, as soon as I entered the brothels, I met the children.
I fell in love with you.
With my picture.
The Document is KCRW's mashup of documentaries and radio. I call this week's show Cooking Diane. Sorry if you get grossed out by some of this stuff. Just be glad you didn't have to watch the actual footage. Food writer Eddie Lin is known for eating some pretty upsetting stuff, like Filipino balut, which is basically a tiny whole baby duck in the shell.
There it is.
Hi, little baby.
You know what? I still cannot get used to this.
This one has quite a bit of feathers, a lot of feathers in it, so it's probably about a day older than I'd usually like.
You like them young?
Yeah.
Eddie Lin emailed me a couple of months back asking if I'd take a look at some of the promo materials for a documentary he was working on. So I watched the video you heard at the top of the show, and after my stomach returned to normal, I wrote him back. And I said I thought he should play down the ick factor and play up the fascinating facts. I mean, I do work in public radio. But you know what? I might have been wrong. Maybe the ick is the way to get people into the more educational stuff, because when I brought Eddie and the mother of his two kids into the studio to talk about the project, that's basically all I asked about. I didn't ask them about the science of eating placenta or the social ramifications. I went straight for the ick. All I really wanted to know was, why was Eddie so interested in eating placenta? And how in the hell did he get his wife Diane to try it?
I got interested in placentophagy, that's the technical word for the act of eating placenta, when I was, I would say, in college. But it wasn't until Diane was pregnant with our first child, Chloe, when I started to really investigate online the benefits from placentophagy and how long it's been around and all those cultural details. And I proposed it to Diane, and she immediately shot it down and said, "That's disgusting. I'd never do that."
I didn't even really think about it. I was just like, ugh. I was totally not interested.
were you totally not interested, or were you totally like, no way?
You know, I didn't think he was very serious about me eating my placenta with our first daughter. I thought he was just, you know, dreaming up another weird food item.
Yeah, what she's saying is true. I was curious about eating placenta, and I figured, you know, this is our first baby, and, you know, I'm going to have access to an actual placenta that from a person I know intimately, right? So why not?
Right. Why not? A lot of mammals eat their placenta. But then again, scientists think that's so it doesn't attract predators, and there really aren't that many hyenas in hospital maternity wards. And most humans don't need the nutrition in the placenta. They can just go out for pizza. But scientists also believe animals do it because there's something about it that helps mammalian moms bounce back after childbirth. And that is why Diane finally agreed to try it.
You know, I have a really demanding job, and it was more than full time. And then I would walk in the door and take over the care of my daughter because I wanted to, you know, that's what I wanted to do. And I breastfed her all night. I don't think I slept good for like 2 years. Basically, I was wiped out. And then I got pregnant with my second one. That's when I started going, oh, my God, I really need to search for something to help myself to recover from this.
And Eddie was like, yeah, rubbing his hands together.
Yes.
Actually, no, that's not really true. You proposed the idea to me. And I came back with, well, this was your idea this time, remember? So, you know, I'm not the freak who wants to eat your placenta. It's because you actually need it.
While most humans who decide they want to try to get the benefits from eating placenta do it in dried capsules, Eddie Lin was planning on taking it home and cooking it up like a burger and then serving it to his wife. So one fateful day, she headed off to the hospital to have a baby and a placenta, and Eddie filmed the whole thing.
Oh.
Big push.
Okay, wait, as hard as you can. Big right push. Into your butt. Push down.
Look it down, look down, look come down, on, look push. Down, look down. Oh. You can feel it. You can feel it longer, longer, longer. Hold on, hold on, hold on to it.
Oh.
Push, 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 push. You're doing good, you're doing good, you're doing good.
We broached the subject first with the nurses, and they kind of thought, oh, that's, yeah, that's fine. You know, we've heard of that. The doctor comes into the room and, you know, all authoritative and everything. And we're like, okay, so what do you think? You know, we're going to cook the placenta and Diane wants to eat it. And she's been having a difficult pregnancy.
And the doctor, I recall, said, okay, if you want to. He kind of, I remember, I don't know if she said it out loud, but I felt like he was implying, like, all right, go right ahead. It's not going to help anything, but you,
yeah,
you,
that,
you
that
just
was
go right
kind
ahead.
Of,
that's that what was, I heard, or yeah. That's what he implied.
That was the implication.
We're pretty much done with it.
Okay.
Okay, placenta is out.
Diane gave birth to a beautiful little girl named Phoebe and a beautiful placenta.
I don't look at it. My husband's going to prepare it, chop it all up.
After all the excitement in the delivery room, Eddie takes his camera and he pans over to what looks like an industrial Tupperware container. And he opens the plastic top and he pokes the camera in and films the red blob inside for a minute. And then he closes it with absolutely no comment. What was it that you thought, Eddie, the first time you actually saw it?
I thought it was very veiny. I didn't expect to see so much like blood vessels sprawling all over it. I expected it to be slimy and red and everything, but the vascularness of it, right? Is that the right word? That's what kind of threw me back. I was like, wow, that looks like a tough thing to butcher. And that's exactly what came into my mind.
Diane, did you see the raw item?
I did not see the raw item. Not until I saw the footage.
Yeah, that's probably good, huh?
Yes. Yes, it was. Because I saw the footage again today, and I was thinking, wow, that is really intense looking.
It's upsetting.
Yeah, it's... Woo! It looks like an alien's gonna pop out of it any minute.
It certainly doesn't look like something you'd want to cook up and eat.
No.
But of course, Eddie was going to cook it up, and Diane was going to eat it. And that idea is truly cringeworthy. But why? Because what she was going to be eating was human. The squeamishness on this topic comes from the idea that placentophagy is, and you can say it with me now, cannibalism.
It is cannibalism without the guilt, because nobody had to die.
Cannibalism light.
Yeah, cannibalism light. It is eating a human, so by definition, that is cannibalism. It's eating a human part, but it's not the traditional cannibalism when, you know, you're dancing around a boiling pot and waiting for the person to get cooked.
You can be the judge in a minute when Eddie cooks Diane's placenta and Diane eats it. You're listening to The Document from KCRW.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
This is The Document from KCRW. I'm Matt Holzman. Today's show is Cooking Diane. Exotic food writer Eddie Lin is working on a documentary about placentophagy, basically new mothers eating their afterbirth for the health benefits that's supposed to have after pregnancy. His first subject was his wife, Diane, who was having a tough time when she was carrying their second child. Okay, so tell me, was there a conversation that you recall that involved you two agreeing that, yes, this was what you were going to do? And what was that conversation like?
I was probably pretty short about it. I was like, Ed, I'm eating my placenta. you're the weird food guy. You can totally handle it. Plus, he's a great cook. And, you know, so it's going to happen. Let's make this happen. Help.
Yeah, well,
let's do it.
Well,
right?
it wasn't that simple.
No?
Okay, it wasn't that simple.
Okay, maybe because, his memory is better than mine.
Yeah, because we had to agree on a recipe. And, of course, there's – okay, this is when I'm going to sound like Bubba from Forrest Gump. You know, like you can fry it. You know, you can dehydrate it. You can, you know, make it into a taco or – an idea I threw to Diane was Sloppy Diane, which is a variation of Sloppy Joe, but with a placenta.
Jesus.
And, he has to make a flourish.
And, so we had to agree on a recipe, and that was an actual point of contention, too. I mean, you were like, you're not going to make a joke out of this. You got to do something that's going to help me. And then my mom got in on the act. She was visiting at the time to help with the second baby. And so my mom was like, she just put her foot down. She was like, no, you're not going to do something that's going to ruin the placenta. This is like something very important and special and delicate. I'm going to do it. And so my mom, she's really into Chinese medicine. And so she wanted to do this, you know, kind of herbal tonic kind of thing.
So Eddie brought home the placenta in that Tupperware container, and it was wrapped in a red plastic biohazard bag. But let's just be clear. His mom was going to cook it. She wasn't going to let him screw it up. But she was not at all happy with the whole deal.
She was very angry with me. Yeah, I that part still makes me kind of cringe because, you know, I felt like I was 8 years old again, and my mom caught me making mud pies in the backyard and taking a bite out of them or
with
something.
A worm coming out of it. Yeah.
And she actually also sent me into the bathroom to process the placenta because she was also upset about me doing this whole thing in the kitchen.
Right.
She was just thoroughly appalled by that. And she, because she still considered it kind of gross.
Didn't you?
Well, I just thought, well, this is cleaner than probably beef you bring home from the market, you know. But there was a point when I was processing the placenta in the bathtub, which, by the way, literally turned into a bloodbath because of all the blood in the placenta that I had to squeeze out to process it correctly. And there was a point when I was so overwhelmed with, I guess it was just too much, you know, because I was thinking too much about it and I was connecting this organ, obviously, with Diane, and it got too personal. I felt like Joe Pesci, you know, cutting up a body. So
right, you just murdered somebody and now you're getting ready to throw it to the pigs.
Exactly.
Eddie got through it. He washed the bathtub of all the blood. He washed the blood off his hands. And he brought the clean placenta back to the kitchen where he was going to butcher it. It's pretty disgusting to watch the video of him cutting it up. But it's also kind of sweet because Eddie and Diane's little daughter, Chloe, is there watching her dad.
What do you want to see?
I want to see.
It's mommy's placenta.
And then he started to cut the placenta pieces up in an old saucepan with his mom's, I guess you could call it, help.
Okay, 那你随便，太窝囊了你。
谁讲你要在这啊？我告诉你，你不需要。水果搞到这里也是，那里也是。
And so she took over and she made this very simple tonic out of ginger and the
purified water, ginger.
Right, purified water and just flavored a little bit with sesame oil, rice wine, and salt.
The finished product was a clear broth with small chunks of meat and circles of sesame oil floating on the top. Eddie took it to the hospital in the old saucepan, and Diane ate it with a spoon while she was lying in her bed.
There you go.
Is this all of it?
Oh, it's...
Good.
Seriously?
Yeah.
The flavor is good, but
I don't want to look at it.
What does it taste like?
A very tender beef.
That's not really?
Now, this seems like it should be a pretty dramatic moment in this story, but it's not. She didn't even think twice about eating her own placenta.
I was desperate. I don't know how terrible I was feeling. I was like, bring it on. I was all over it. I only had like a little bit of a squeamish factor when I first saw it, like, oh my God, this is weird to do. And that was basically all of my squeamishness. Of course, would I have, you know, went and processed it myself and ate it? That would have been a little harder.
So Diane, did you feel that you got benefits from eating the placenta?
I really feel like I benefited greatly from eating the placenta. I really recovered beautifully. I got out of the hospital probably within one day, you know, went right home and got right into it. I feel like it really helped me a lot.
It was fine, except for then you had an insatiable desire for human brains. brains. If you're wondering, yes, Eddie did try Diane's placenta. He said he thought it was nice. And since then, he's gone on to convince another friend of theirs to let him cook her placenta. Only in that case, he didn't cook it at all. He basically made
placenta steak tartare.
Just for fun, I'm going to repeat that. He made placenta tartare.
I feel the best way to consume it would be in its most natural state to get the most benefits from it. So basically raw, chopped, seasoned placenta. And so I made it really nice. I got a nice recipe online, substituted the beef with placenta, and even put a nice little quail egg in the center to mix in capers. She had a bite, and her eyes lit up. She was like, oh my God, this is so good. And I was instantly relieved because I had no idea how she was going to react. What surprised me was the reaction of her husband, because he was against this. He decided to try it. So he took a little bite and he was like moaning with pleasure. He was like, oh my God, this is so good. In fact, he started eating more than her, and we had to have him stop. Because we're like, this is not for you.
Well, you know what's so funny about that is that you're talking about how good the flavor is as if you're now going to start in a restaurant where you're going to serve placenta, which is really, really upsetting.
Yeah, I do sound like that, too.
Yes.
I do. But, you know.
You're not going to, right?
I'm not going to. I don't think the health department would let that fly. But it could be an underground thing.
That was all a few years ago. And I'm happy to say that Eddie did not open a placenta restaurant, as far as I know. And now Eddie and Diane's daughters, Phoebe and Chloe, are 10 and 13 years old.
I mean, they're actually in the documentary. They know what a placenta is.
Yeah, our daughters seem to have no hangups or qualms about it. Ed's always introducing them to unusual and interesting foods from all around the world. Like when he cooks a whole fish, they're like, they fight over the eyeball. So that's the kind of kids we have.
But I'm a little concerned that you're going to come home and you're going to find them eating someone.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah.
All right. Diane and Ed, thanks for coming in and sharing with us your experience.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. Glad you didn't faint.
You don't know that I didn't. Placentophagy is increasingly popular throughout the world. A UNLV professor who studies the subject says there are likely tens of thousands of women in the U.S. alone who practice maternal placentophagy every year. But he goes on to add that almost no clinical studies have been conducted to assess the possible health benefits or risks. And that's the document for this week. For more information about what you heard on today's show, including some amazing screen grabs from Eddie Lin's Placenta documentary in progress, go to kcrw.com/thedocument. We've also got information and links to the clips in the intro to today's show. If you want to communicate with us, send us an email at thedocument@kcrw.org or get social at documentkcrw on Facebook or Twitter. I'm Matt Holzman, and I produce today's show with Sarah Pellegrini, Mike Schlitt, Bridget Kelly, and Ray Guarna. Gary Scott is KCRW's program director. The Document is a production of KCRW.